Firstly, on reducing e-waste, will harmonising phone charges really reduce the issue, or is the EU coming a little bit late to the party, given a lot of these things are heading in the direction of cordless charging and the like?
Oh, well, that's an interesting issue. First of all, in general, when you look at all recycling industries, the e-waste, basically the more uniform the products are, the easier it is to recycle. Right? So basically, you go through all the various metallic recycling processes that we've developed and all the recycling processes around cars, et cetera, et cetera. Anything that can be done to standardize makes it basically easier to recycle it and more profitable. And basically what recycling industries really depend upon is, you know, getting high value from your products. If you can't just, recycling industries won't succeed unless they have good profit. So I think trying to make things more universal is generally a successful thing in recycling. And this particular problem, the EU has been at this for a while. You can go back to 2009 where they actually got all the large mobile phone operators or manufacturers, to agree that they should be moving towards a common charger technology. And it's basically they've been trying to get the companies to do it in a voluntary way. And I think what they've done now is given up and they're trying to force them to do it. I think it's not dissimilar from a situation you would have had a few years ago with, plugs in the walls, standard power plugs and the like. There's some point you have to try and get the technology, common, but first of all, for just use and, being able to make it useful to everybody and versatile, but also to make it easier to recycle and reuse. So I think that's the background. One, only recycling is better when you've got more uniformity. And two, the EU has been at this for some time and there's been some warning for the companies.
Given they have been plugging away at this for quite a while, will there be larger impacts? I mean, if we see the European Union make this change, will the rest of the world follow suit?
That's a very interesting question. I think the first of all, in the EU, it has certainly been challenged by Apple. Apple are not taking this lying down and they've been doing their own studies and advocating that it's not a good thing. You mentioned in your introduction that they stifle technical innovation. They also argue that it will cost more than you're gaining. In other words, the benefits are not as good as all the expenses of trying to get the technology under one platform. So I think those arguments need to be talked through. I think in general, in recycling and reusability of products, the EU is a world leader. So generally speaking, I would say that they are ahead of, the US and other countries in this area. But they also tend to be a trendsetter. So you often see things that the Europeans bring in with recyclability of automotive parts and recyclability of white goods and the like. And you see other countries following. So I think they are a bit of a trendsetter. So I'm thinking that if they do succeed in getting this enforced in Europe, you will see things like this happening in other parts of the world.
In terms of stifling innovation, I mean, I must admit I'm a little bit sceptical of the kind of innovations that Apple comes up with when they come up with a new thing over and over again. Is there any kind of real truth to that kind of claim?
Yeah, I'm a humble metallurgist, chemical engineer. I'm not a battery charger expert. I think that your scepticism is, at least got some foundations. I think when you look at, to try and look at Apple as a company, they've really done a great job of selling themselves as an innovative brand, and a lot of people really identify with that. So, there's a lot of buy into that image, and it's at least partially deserved, I would say. So I think that, they are an innovative company. So I don't think we could ignore their arguments entirely. But I think at some point you need to say, right, well, we need to standardize these things. I don't think it's the only electronic product where there's been, forces to standardize it. It's actually something that goes through the history of these areas. And so I think it's coming, some version of it, and I think it'll be very interesting to watch. One thing your listeners should realize is that Australia is not a wonderful country in this area. We're not doing a great job of either getting all our e-waste or recycling it. So, I think that quite apart from the EU, we should be asking our own questions about what systems we have for dealing with all our e-waste.
Just as a final point, I mean, obviously that's a whole discussion around what around government and industry in and of itself. But for individuals, people at home who might be finding this a growing concern, is there ways we as individuals can reduce our e-waste footprint?
Yeah, look, I think the most responsible thing you can do is not to just put it into the hard waste. When you your computers, your mobile phones, your leads, your battery chargers, you know, when they come to the end of their useful life, please don't put them in the hard rubbish. That's what we don't want. Something just to motivate the listeners about what we're talking about. They estimate, I've heard from a UN study, that 7% of all the world's gold is currently contained within mobile phones. So please don't throw that gold away. Now, there are lots of community collection facilities for these e-waste materials, and I think that's the biggest message I could give to your listeners. Don't put it in the hard rubbish.
Well, Jeffrey, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you having a bit of a chat with us about this one this morning.
No, my pleasure. Nice talking to you.